Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Oh, one of the best times of the day. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Today, here we go out to Benjamin Solak. He writes for ESPN, and he put together a mock draft here for the first round. And we have ourselves a new name to the Philadelphia Eagles and a player landing with a rival that I'm not too thrilled about. All right, let's go to the top five. It's similar to what we've seen a lot lately. Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami to the Tennessee Titans. Number two, Travis Hunter, who, by the way, their GM, Andrew Berry, used to work here for Howie. Did you see what he said about him?
What did he say?
He said he could be football's Shohei Ohtani, playing both
Shohei
ways.
Ohtani.
That tells me they're definitely taking him, right?
Hey,
you can't say that and not pick him.
But disagree, though.
Oh, I don't know if he's going to be as good as Shohei.
Ohtani's great at both things.
This kid might be, too.
I don't think he is.
Well, he might not be, but he was in college.
I think he's pretty good at both.
I want to see how he attacks this.
Mm-hmm.
Because how much, okay, say if he plays offense, how much are you going to be integrated into the offense? And if you're strictly more of an offensive player, then on the flip side, how much are you going to be integrated into the defense?
So to use the Ohtani comp, when he was able to pitch, because you know he's been hurt, he hasn't pitched in a while, he was more of a hitter and then a pitcher like once a week. You know, maybe he started 20 games in his biggest year. I to your point, I think he's going to have to be a full-time player on one thing, and then how much does he do the other?
Yeah, because the time constraints is going to be the biggest issue in my opinion. I mean, how much time are you spending – learning the offensive game plan and the defensive game plan, because you gotta lean into one or the other.
Sure, I mean,
because even at Colorado, I'm assuming you had probably a handful of offensive plays, but you were primarily a defensive player.
And it's probably a little easier in college just to kind of roll out there and your athleticism take over. He goes number two to the Cleveland Browns. Number three, Abdul Carter, Penn State to the Giants. Number four, Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU to the Patriots. Number five, Mason Graham, defensive lineman, Michigan to Jacksonville. Hugh, we've typically just stayed within the top five and then jumped down to the Eagles at 32, but did you happen to see who the Cowboys took in this mock?
Yeah, I did.
Your guy.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because I read the story
with Ashton Jeanty, the running back at a Boise.
Ashton Jeanty, where Jerry, I guess when they met, he had a championship belt on and they were talking. I don't want to see him go there.
You've liked him since last college season.
Yes, I did. I did. And I know he's not coming here. I know that, but I don't want him to go there.
I don't know where he's going to go. I mean, I haven't seen him put in the top five at all. But after that, it's, you know, any team could basically take him in the next 10 or, you know, 5 or 10 picks. All right, let's go down to the Eagles pick, Hugh, at number 32, a name we have not talked about yet in our daily mocks, Maxwell Harrison, corner out of Kentucky, a corner. Now, we did have a mock with a corner before, but it wasn't Maxwell Harrison. Hugh, what do you think? Maxwell Harrison, corner, Kentucky.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the positions I'm pretty sure that for a lot of people, as I'm looking at a little bit of film on him, it's not a position right now that I think that a lot of Eagles fans would feel that is a need, because we still have some of these young guys on. I think that most of us would want them, if they were going to have a first-round draft pick, to be on a lineman. But I don't have a problem with them picking up another corner, bolstering that secondary, and allowing those young guys back there. You're talking about the Cooper DeJeans, the Quinyon Mitchells, and all those guys to grow together. You know, because Jalen Carter's going to be here. You know, he's going to be here. Look like Nolan Smith is going to be here for a while. So I don't have a problem with them taking a corner with the 32nd pick.
So I do think it's an underrated need because I'm not sure about Kelee Ringo. Maybe this is the year he jumps, but he's been here a couple years. Hasn't happened yet.
6 foot, 183 pounds. Runs a 4.28.
He can run. Now, there is one thing about I was looking at his strengths and weaknesses. Maxwell Harrison on NFL.com. They said he's a massive liability in run support.
Oh, yeah. He ain't tackling. I mean, that's a nice way of saying he's making business decisions as far as tackling is concerned.
The comp they put for him was Janoris Jenkins. Janoris Jenkins was a good player for a while, the corner. So, I mean, look, this guy might be really good. Corner, though, I mean, we're going to find out pretty quickly in this draft, do they think that Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson could play? Because if they do, they're not going to take a corner. And if they don't, they might take one high, which would make it 2 years in a row they use very high picks, you know, their top pick in each of the last 2 years' drafts, on a corner, Kyle, Maxwell Harrison?
So I guess I'd like it better than taking a safety, because the Slay thing felt like it kind of had to happen. It's just boring. Can we just move up in this draft? Not take the third best player at whatever position that we're going to take. Because I guess the fourth, right? Because there's two cornerbacks ahead of him in this mock. And then you throw Travis Hunter into that mix. He's the fourth best corner in the draft. Mitchell fell to you at 22.
Yeah, so he's the fourth corner in this mock.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, Quinion Mitchell was the best corner coming out of the draft, and he fell all the way to 22. Like, that feels, you know, that. And clearly, I mean, we know what Quinion Mitchell turned out to be. Mm. They obviously had a need, especially in anticipation of letting Darius Slay eventually go. It's just no juice, man. No juice.
Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky, I'd agree. It's not a juicy pick.
Boo.
It's not the meter that we want to move. We want a D lineman,
I'm tough to satisfy with this draft stuff.
Sometimes a lineman isn't juicy, but if it's a big time, like defensive lineman, that would look. I think corner is a sneaky need because it is a little thin behind the top two young guys they took last year. But this is the first I've seen of Maxwell Harrison to the Eagles, and as a first round pick, we shall see a week from tonight. I mean, I'm with you. Move up. I mean, and actually, if I had a guess right now, I think they're going to move up.
Can we start the screw 32 movement?
Yeah, move up. Does that mean it up or
you
down?
Said the screw 32.
No, up. We're going up.
Okay. Yeah. Hugh, you're a week out. What's your guess right now? If you had a guess, three options. They trade up, they stay at 32 and just pick someone, or they trade out.
I think they're trading up. It feels like they're trying to figure out a way to move up in the draft. That's why, you know, if you want to throw Dallas Goedert in there, he's a piece. And they're trying to figure out how they could package some stuff to get to move up in this draft.
Yeah, I keep seeing the Donovan Ezeraku kid not quite getting to them. And we've seen him connect with the Eagles a lot, but he's picked like in the 20s. This one, he goes 28 to Detroit. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Kashmir, the Pocono's up. Hey, Kashmir.
Hey, what's going on there, Joe, Hugh, Kyle? How's it going, guys?
It's good. How are you? What's up?
Yeah, man. So the Phillies, what can I say, man? So, Joe, I kind of said this before, and I kind of had this thought when I was on hold. It seems to me, Joe, since the season has started, you know, especially the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about more and more and more guys on our team in a negative light, deservedly so. But what does that tell you?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's not anything good. It's
no.
Not, it really is. No. It's
and
not.
They have more than one problem. Like, if it was just Snola, if it was just Boehm, if it was just Marsh, if it was just the bullpen, then I think we'd say, all right, we'll fix that. But they've got a lot. It's like a lot of little things keep popping up here.
That's the thing. It's like it's just this Snola thing now. With now that Snola has a 6.65 ERA. Now, I guess only his fourth start of the season. I get that. But, man, it's like these little issues just keep popping up again and again and again and again. And I'm starting to get the worry, Joe. I said this before. Yes, I think Nola's in decline, but I don't think he's as in decline. I don't think he's like cooked. I don't think what Hugh says, he's obviously not what he was, Joe, when he came up in 2015, 2016. And he wasn't like that Cy Young guy that we saw in 2018. He's not that guy anymore. We know that. But Joe, the problem is that he's not even a number three guy right now. He's not even a number two guy. He looks like a number four or five guy right now. And it's just like, we signed him to be a number two or number three guy. I mean, now, good thing Jesus Luzardo's here, and he's pitching great. And good thing we have Christopher Sanchez, and he's pitching really well. And good thing we have Ranger coming back. But again, it's like, these issues, maybe we're not as good as we thought we were. And it's like, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier. She messaged me. She's like, Kaz, she goes, the Phillies since last June, and you add up April, the Phillies are 500.
Yeah.
Joe, you look back and you go back to what Bill Parcells once said, you are what your record says you are. The Phillies are a 500 team since June of last season.
It's a long time. And in Kashmir, in that, because, you know, sometimes you can look at the record, you look at run differential, and maybe they've got a little unlucky. They've been outscored in that time. Like, they've earned their record the last, what, it's probably like 120-something games since then.
And what's even scarier, Joe, I'm starting to think this is the 2012 Phillies and not the 2000 and not the Phillies that we're thinking are going to go to the postseason. Because, Joe, think about this. It's not just that we're not performing well right now. Now, do I still think we should win maybe 86, 87 games, 88, maybe? But guess what? That's not making the playoffs. Because, Joe, have you seen the National League West?
It's an issue.
Have you not seen the National
League West? An issue. Yeah, I mean, four teams right now have better records than the Phillies.
You've been on that for a while.
Padres, Giants, the Dodgers, we know it by the end are going to have like 100, right? Yep. And then Arizona. So that means the NL East is if it plays out this way, is a one playoff team division. And right now,
it's the Mets.
The Mets right look now, better. Yeah.
The Mets look better than everybody else. Now, the Braves don't look as good, but guess what? I don't think the Braves are going to be – the Braves aren't going to be this bad all season. They're going to start getting going eventually. Especially when they get Acuna back, Strider's back now, they're going to get better. The Phillies, Joe, I don't know if we're going to get better. I really don't know. I hate to say it, I just don't know. I think this is the year we're probably missing the postseason. And if that happens, I don't know what's
going
to
happen. Yeah, ain't nobody
going to
be here.
Yeah, well,
it's going to be a lot of people.
Mark that one down. Cashmere, appreciate it. Can you mark that down? April 17th and 1-12. Our first, they're going to miss the post. Is that our first one? I think it is. I think we've had some people like, kind of dance around it like they're not a lock. I'm not sure. I could see it.
Still trying to hold out hope.
I heard someone call this morning saying they were going to finish last in the division.
Well, that's not going to happen. I don't think they're worse than Washington and Miami.
I'm just saying, I mean, that's, you know, there's a spectrum here of how people are feeling.
Yeah, that's the that was the first one we've heard at our show, that they're going to miss the postseason. I mean, I said this 3 weeks ago. They're not a lock. Now, I think they're going to play better, Hugh. I think they're going to be better than this, but they better start winning some games here.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that, you know, when he was talking about, Kashmir's talking about last year. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, that's what they do. They look at what happened last year, and it's not fair, but for a lot of fans, it's the same. It's the same old saying.
Well, and it's when it's most of the same players, it does feel kind of fair.
You have not – that's the point, because you didn't infuse this team with any new talent.
So I think we made a mistake, or at least I did with the Eagles when they were 2-2, because it was a lot of new, right? Mm-hmm. It was a new defensive coordinator. It was a new offensive coordinator. It was Saquon. It was a lot of new defensive players. That was new, and it took them time, and they figured it out. This really isn't that new. It's the same offense.
Same old same.
Unless you think Max Kepler's different, but he's just a different version of the same guy.
One of the best things the Phillies do have going for them is that they're a game behind the Mets. The Mets are 11-7. We're 10-8.
They're not running away with anything.
No. Yeah. And so, that's the that's where I'll
that's where you find
give credence to the it's early thing.
And so the path is harder. The path isn't impossible. Just win the East and you go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
It just changes the way they
legitimate
might have
concerns for sure. But a lot of time. Marathon, not a sprint, Joe.
That's true. It's going to make those games against the Mets and Braves very big.
Even though we took the pledge.
Yeah, we did take the pledge. That was not pledge-like, what you said there.
It wasn't.
No, it is a sprint. Forget the marathon. Let's panic and yell. Mike in Wilkes-Barre. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Nothing. Oh, I'm on. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah, you're on. You're on the air.
I was waiting for a little bit.
Oh. Just hanging out. What's going on? Nothing. We'll talk later. No, go ahead, Mike.
One thing I wanted to bring up with the Nola situation that really scares me is the one thing that he's been known for is to eat up the inning and protect that bullpen. And this year, if he can't get that curveball to set up that fastball, I'm afraid that we're in for a tough one with him.
I think you're right. And yeah, right, because his curveball is what he gets the swing and miss on. That's what he puts people away. And right now, that fastball is just, it's at 90 miles an hour. Nobody's swinging through that. And they're taking it because that's off the plate.
Exactly. And he's not throwing the strike to set up the 90 to make it look 94 to get by the hitter, mm-hmm. like he has done in the past. And it's just making that bullpen, you put them in, and it's like, oh, here we go again with it. But the one positive part I want to bring up about the pen was Jordan Romano the last few outings.
He has been much better. I think he talked about a mechanical thing. And he looked, I mean, it's a stark difference. Him throwing 96 compared to 92 is night and day.
Yeah, and he slowed down his mechanics. Everything looks good. So, I mean, got to throw some kind of positivity in it because watching these games, it's getting rough.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, they have gotten, Romano's been better. Alvarado's been really good. Strawn's been good. The rest of the bullpen, not so much. But we'll take some positives. Mike, we appreciate it. We do have an update here on Brandon Marsh.
What we got?
Not in today's lineup after tweaking his right knee on the ball that took a weird hop in center field last night. He is seeing the doctor.
Didn't you say something about that?
Yeah, well,
earlier, you said he didn't look right.
It just felt like something was awkward last night with him. Mm-hmm. So that was from Matt Gelb. He said nothing beyond that yet, but seeing the doctor with a tweaked knee. I wonder if an IL stint's coming up here for Brandon.
Probably. I mean, it's probably, you know, at a good time to be, if you're being totally honest about it, it's probably at a really good time.
You know what that's going to mean, though? He's going to go 0 for April. If he doesn't come back till the end of April.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
0 for April. Pete in Bethlehem's up. What's up, Pete?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Pete. What's up?
All right. I got a simple question with Nola, and that is, what's the go, no-go with him? At what point do you think management sits back and puts him on the block and tries to get something for him? Because we go through this every year, and it seems like if we can get him past, or if he can get himself past the third or fourth inning without even giving up a home run, let alone runs on our own, we stand a chance. But he's statistically giving up home runs in the first and second inning almost every game. Now, there are exceptions, but he's not the lights out. He's not that consistent player that he was in the beginning. I understand he's getting older, but at what point do you try to salvage what you can get for a player or go all in and say, we're sticking with him until his bank account, you know, that we can get for him is down to zero and he just fades away?
So if I had a guess on that, it's one of two things would lead us there. One would be Andrew Painter arrives and he's ready to go and he's instantly a number one or number two and you feel like we have Wheeler, we have Painter, we have Lizardo, we have Sanchez. We don't need Nola anymore. So that's one possibility. So you could, it's like a surplus and you just try to move off him. Or, Pete, if they're having a bad year, they sell. I mean, they sell at the trade deadline and try to kind of reset it for next year. I know people don't want to think that way yet because that's like there's a lot of season left, but if they're falling out of the race in July, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a crazy idea to listen on trade offers.
So here's a follow-up to Nola, actually, to the Nola question. That is, while he's not consistent lights out, how is that affecting the other players on the team? If I were playing a game, when I was back in college and high school and I'm playing, and I know that now I played soccer, I know that my goalie that's starting that day, he's a lights-out goalie. He's not going to let anything go. It changes the way I can play. Now, is that possibly happening with the team? They know that Nola isn't necessarily the lights-out pitcher anymore, and so the intensity shifts a little bit.
Sure, I think it does. Yeah, I mean, I think players don't want to acknowledge this, but it feels logical to me.
I don't think they're there with him yet.
Not yet, but
if it happens, because we're about four starts in, and he hasn't been great, but I don't think that they feel that he's there yet.
Right, overall, the idea, I do think it puts more pressure on the hitters. Pete, we appreciate it.
Yeah, you know who's, because I'm pretty sure, like, for example, Taiwan, when he's out there, you know, you better tighten up that defense a little bit on the back end where he's when he's out there.
And then the opposite happens too, right? When you have an ace, like when Wheeler's at his best, you know, like, all right, we get three runs today.
Yeah, we good to go.
We probably got this game. Yeah. Let's go to Kelly, who has a Phillies theory for us. Hey, Kelly.
Hey there. How are you?
Good,
hey.
Kelly. What's up?
So do we look like – does this team look like a bunch of new dads who all just had babies and aren't getting any sleep, or is it just me?
Right up Hugh's alley.
They do look very tired, yeah.
I'm an old dad, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, old-ass daddy.
But you're always talking about Ranger and when his wife came to town.
Well,
the family stuff rings very true to you.
I mean, it does because, you know, I mean, for obvious reasons, Ranger – you know, that we don't have to go into, but yeah.
But others might have a new baby in the house, and they're a little tired. So you think they're tired, Kelly?
I think they all look tired. I mean, you got Trey, who just had a baby. You have Bryce's wife, who is expecting again. You have Nola, who has a new baby. Like, isn't this the theme here?
There is a theme here with this.
I didn't even think about that, but that's probably something to that. You're not getting a whole lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
What about when they're on the road, though?
They got nannies, though. They make too much money, man. They got nannies.
I was waiting for you to say something.
It's true. You got nannies. You got grandparents and stuff. I'm pretty sure that, like, he ain't up late at night changing diapers unless he want to.
Man, maybe some of them are. I mean,
yeah,
who knows?
Maybe.
Kelly, it is an interesting theory. I mean, a few of them obviously are having that. Kelly, we appreciate that. I mean, that's part of the life cycle of the athlete, right? Like, they get closer to the age of 30. They're probably moving into a different part of life. Maybe some of them are having more kids. I mean, that happens all the time. But there's 26 of them. They don't all have babies.
Oh, no. Alec Baum ain't got no kids, I don't think.
No, he lives with Marsh, though.
Yeah, that.
roommates.
What's up?
None. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Okay. Guilty!
I don't want. See, I got to say something now because I don't want anybody to be thinking I'm thinking ill of him. But I will say this. You 28, 29 years old, you live with another man. Come on, it's time to move on.
They're saving Aaron Dolan?
No.
They're saving on rent.
They're saving on rent. Don't they both make over $1 million a year?
Yes.
So what the hell are you saving on rent for?
I don't know.
Man, if you don't move your ass out and get your own space, living with another grown ass, man,
guys in arbitration? They're not exactly set for life yet.
But they're making a good living.
You make enough money to not live with somebody else. You're not an eighth round draft pick.
Don't you know what it means to be frugal and save your money?
I do know that, but I'd be damned if I live with another grown ass man.
What if you're best buds?
I don't care. No. Not doing that. Not living with another grown ass man. I don't care how cool we are. I don't care how intimately he knows my sleeping habits or whatever. I'm not staying with no grown ass man. Not at my grown ass age. If I'm over 30, if you're over 30 and you have a roommate, you ought to be ashamed of yourself if it's not of the opposite sex, unless, you know, whatever your situation is.
If it's not a relationship.
Yeah.
Right. There you go.
Thank you, Joe. Clean it up for
good
me.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Daley Douglas at 122.
I'm saying, why are you so you play? Let me just
car.
This up
well, you didn't think of the pros. You could save on rent. Okay.
Joe.
Carpooling to the stadium and back.
Joe.
You never forget where you're supposed to be. Oh, where are you going? We got a game.
If I'm a single man, I'm playing baseball. And she knows I play baseball. And when she comes to my house and I say, hey, she's like, who is that? Oh, that's my roommate. What the hell do you have a roommate for? Like, I can see if you're like 22, maybe 25. I give you 25.
First get to the city,
But if you're like 30, almost 30, and you live with a grown-ass man, what do you live with a grown-ass man for?
I don't live with any grown-ass man, so I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. No, that dog don't hunt.
We do have a WIP dad who chimed in on that caller's point.
Mm-hmm.
None of these guys are waking up with the baby.
I mean, that's what Hugh said.
What explains the road trip last week? The babies aren't going on the road. Yep. They're staying at home. I mean, they stunk on the road last week. Everyone was they're probably staying in a 5-star hotel by themselves.
Yeah. TK was not happy.
Yeah, TK didn't strike me as an excuse guy.
No. I wonder what he thinks about the cold weather excuse.
I'm sure he hates it. And he's famously not a NOLA guy, so he's probably
true.
He's in his wheelhouse. Yeah,
he's gonna crush him today. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to what you people are saying at 145 plus. I think I've heard my new favorite way of saying goodbye to a talk radio caller. A radio legend may have started a new trend. We'll play that for you next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.